All right, Gene, ready in Chamesh. Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
What up, dogs? Where my dogs at? I think that one's sold out. I gotta have them change this. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Come see me at the Park West Theater in Chicago, April 29th. Turner Hall Balls Room at Milk Jockey Jizconsin, April 30th. May 13th, Charlestown, West Virginia. And then Comme des Vecs, downtown Denver, September 14th through 16th. I like to do lots of shows there because it's a very good club. And then also, that's Christina P. Online. Buy my lipstick if you haven't already. I'm wearing it right now. It's my perfect red, Christina P.'s perfect red. And it literally is, in my opinion, the most perfect shade of red, and the consistency, the quality, and of course, the magnetic cap. So you don't want to blow your brains out when, like, it opens in your fucking purse and destroys everything. Now, I'm in a very good mood. I feel like I've finally returned to being myself a little bit because my children finally went back to school after a prolonged sickness. Thank you. Celebrate. Oh, God. So annoying. Here's the thing. Here's the deal, man. Is like, so when Tom travels and I'm alone with these fucking demons, like, it's what, like, you're on duty as a mom, and then you get your nights off, right? Like, you go to sleep, and you can just tune it out, and then you wake up. But when you're on sick mom duty, it's all day, 24/7. So I'm so stoked this morning. I didn't hear any coughs, and I was like, guess what, bitches? You're going back to school. Because spring break's coming, and we all know that's torture, too. But anyway, I'm back. I'm getting jazzed on my coffee. This is exciting. Heather figured out how to do a perfect heart in there. It's really neat work. Wow, she's really improving. And first, I'd like to start off with the observation I had. I went to, I've been going to galas lately, which I think is a Southern thing because I never heard of people doing this stuff in California. Maybe because I'm too low class to be invited to a gala, which I'm assuming is the case. But now in Austin, I've been attending galas. And really, you know, it's just like you dress up and you sit down and have disgusting dinner. And you sit at a table of 10 people. And yeah, and you make chit-chat, of course. And it's just silliness. It's just like people wearing bad fashion and women talking shit about each other's dresses, which I love because I love looking at people's dresses and such. So I attended there we are. It's like, is that a Texas one? Because I do feel like Texas fashion is especially egregious in the gala circles. It's its own thing. It's its own beast, the Texas gala. So I'm at this gala, and mind you, I just want you to know. Because I've like, I don't know what to wear to a gala. I've never done this before. Is it like dressing for Miss America? Because that's kind of what these women do. They wear like off one shoulder dresses. Or is it like prom? That's the last time I dressed up was in high school, essentially. So I went to one of these little stores here and I bought the coolest. It looks like what Wednesday Addams wore in that show where she danced. Remember the dance scene, the Wednesday Addams? Google that one. It's a dress made entirely of tulle, and it looks just like that. And I just added, there it is. That's how I dressed for a gala. 100% true. The dress was made by Molly Goddard. It's just tulle. And I put some, you know, Chanel necklace on top of it, and there you go, Bob is your uncle. I'm fucking British now, but no. And so that's how I dressed, and I still have fun. You know, I don't look normal. I can't do normal lady stuff. It's just, I'm never gonna, it's fine. I'm totally accepting of who I am and what my fashion is. And so I'm getting hammered on Chardonnay, and I'm standing in line waiting for my drink, and I get introduced
to a model. Now, there are models that I've met in my life. Like in LA, where we come from, everybody thinks they're a model, right? Everybody is a model. And in New York City, you walk in, you're like, oh my gosh. I'm talking like, I don't want to say her name because she's famous and... But I was introduced to this person. I didn't know they were a model yet. And I stopped and I was like, I literally cocked my head to the side and went, you're perfect. That was my first words to this woman. I went, your face is perfect. And she goes, oh, no, it's not. I've got this nostril is uneven compared to this nostril. I'm not. I go, no, you're perfectly symmetrical. That's the definition of beauty. Well, it used to be. I don't know what it is now, but symmetry. Now anybody can be a model. You're missing a limb, you're a model. You've got a fucking skin rash, you're a model. You weigh 500 pounds, you're a model. But this bitch had symmetry. And look, I wasn't sexually attracted to her. It wasn't sexual. It was like being in touch with the sublime. You know what I'm saying? Like when you see something of real beauty, you're just like transported into another dimension. And I kept saying, we were talking. She's a lovely human being, and she told me about, like, you know, she was a runway model and she had done all these all these designers that she had known. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I love this. And it was at that moment that I was like, this is like, there are models and then there's the rest of the average pieces of shit walking the planet. And I know that, like, they always try and make you feel better when you're a teenage girl. And they tell you things like, oh, but those girls are airbrushed or those girls are photoshopped. Like, yeah, maybe a little. But in real life, this bitch is way prettier than you. And like the Kardashians are way better looking than you. No matter how much photoshopping or whatever, or like, these people are just better than you in the aesthetics department. You know, I don't know her well enough as a human, but... My God, it really put me in my place. You know, when you stand next to a model and you're like, wow, is that something I was never given? Yeah, like, look at, I'm talking like runway. Oh, those are my models too, right? These fatsos? Okay, no. Normal looking people.
I was just looking up models next to normal people.
Yeah, it's funny because you can't, I even had to take a photograph next to her at this gala and I was like, no fucking way. I'm like, bitch, you move two people down. I'm not standing next to you. But it was really sublime. I really had an experience of like awe about somebody's looks. I don't think I've had that. I'm trying to think if there's a man I've... I think Tom said that Brad Pitt was so good looking that you're just like... Would you look up the definition of beauty? Chad, you know it, don't you? Isn't it symmetry? Like, if we're going to define, like, there's symmetry.
I think that's an aspect of it, yeah. But I think it's more... It's like an aesthetic. I don't know if it's objective or subjective, really.
See, I think, right, okay, combination of qualities, shape, color, form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight. She was considered, but that's the thing. Everybody's saying that it's in the eye of the beholder and subjective, and I don't think so. I after seeing this woman, I think it is clearly objective. I don't think anybody in their right mind would be like, what a pig. I mean, I don't know. It's just psychotic. Okay. The feminine ideal traits include, but are not limited to, female body shape. That's called in question now because you don't have to be a female. Facial features, skin tones, height, clothing style, hairstyle, and body weight. Uh-oh. And by the way, like, these models that you see in magazines and you're like, they're all anorexic. They're like, some maybe, I'm sure, but a lot of these people are just kind of born that way. Really? I've known models that are just genetically gifted. It's their gift. You're just thin. Oof. So anyway, that really fucking, it was like a nice experience because I haven't been startled by somebody's looks before. I was like, whew. Beautiful brown hair, perfect symmetry. Okay. And then I found this woman. As you guys know, I'm obsessed with social media for all the wrong reasons. not the reason you're supposed to. I like to do deep dives on sociopaths, weirdos. And I found this different kind of a sociopath, I believe. She presents motherhood in a very perfect light. Like the thing that she has pinned her video is a piece that Inside Edition did on how she's a stay-at-home mom and she just makes food for a kid. Anyway, she's wearing like frilly chiffon outfits and making pastries, and every picture is idyllic. And I can't tell if it's a goof on like the stay-at-home mom or it's real. So can we just play a few of these and let's go through it, guys, you and me together, because I'm not sure what I'm fucking seeing here and I can't tell if it's a joke. Maybe not that. So it's her playing the Cinderella thing of Sleeping Beauty, and she's like, she's got a mixer, and she's like, when your toddler requests whatever tort biscuits, and she's like smiling and her head's cocked to the side and she's stirring and making them. So that's one post. And then the next one, yeah, it's like her smiling and the house looks immaculate. Hello, old friends and new. I just want to say thank you for all the kindness and support I've been receiving the last few weeks. I haven't been able to respond to all of the sweet private messages I've received, but know that I see them. Like, I guess this is real. And it's her, like, holding up perfect cakes and her two-year-old. She has two boys. Her house is perfectly clean. And she's not freaked out or stressed out in the least. I don't know whose house can look like this. My house is a goddamn... I mean, I send videos to other moms as a joke of how disastrous our house is. Like, the pantry will just have flour on the floor, noodles everywhere, slime on everything. Oh, the other day I went to sit on my toilet and I found shit smeared on the toilet rug. Just shit smeared. Like, look at, I don't even know how this shit got there. On the rug? Like, damn, dude, you rubbed your ass on my floor, you savage. So here she is just like smiling and like everything's amazing. And the look on his face at the end makes it worth the effort every time. Like, okay, bitch, where are your kids right now? I can't make an omelet I can't make anything without both my kids being like, Mom, what are you doing? Can I help? I want to do that. Can I do that? I want to do that. I wanted to crack the eggs. Fighting, they're perfectly well behaved. Like, what is this? Is this a goof, you guys? Go to the next ones. And it's all her baking and smiling. And then she says, I'm going to go get my nails done. And she's sitting in her awesome car. Okay.
For the first time since becoming a mom. I have two drinks with me already, but I'm feeling like an iced matcha moment. So I'm going to go grab that first.
I don't even know what an iced matcha is.
We're just going to walk there. This is what we're working with, literally.
Oh my God, literally.
Slay.
I really like them. They're kind of long, but, you know, it's so fun. I had something a little more complicated in mind, but I've never been to this place before,
okay, I know
so
what's
I didn't
happening.
Want to ask for something crazy and okay. not turn...
I know what this bitch is doing, first of all. She's probably from L.A. I'm guessing this is like an L.A. mom. Okay, I know what's happening. Bitch, she got nannies on nannies on nannies is what she's got. And any mom that has two little ones under the age of three... who gets her nails done. She's like, first time since becoming a mom. And then she's like, I got the most complicated thing. You know how long that shit takes, homie, to get those? I've never done it. I hear it takes a long time to get fake nails. So she has hours to do this stuff. There's no way she's home alone with these two kids. She got nannies on nannies. Dude, she's Alaria Baldwin. She does the same shit. She's like, a day in the life as a stay-at-home mom of two boys. I think, can you play the audio? I think we can do it.
I to play with the chickens and get some yard work done. We're putting in some raised garden beds over here. So we've been working on clearing this area and making it nice and flat.
Like, what
and getting
kids?
Rid of all of the weeds.
All the weeds.
Then it was time for Arlo's first nap. So we headed inside and Archer and I worked on a little activity together.
Arlo and Archer.
Then we decided to make some peanut butter protein bites, which
okay.
were so delicious.
That's my favorite. Hold on. There's so much fucking wrong here. Okay. Sorry, I gotta write this shit down. Okay, this is what drives me crazy. First of all, this is a complete sham. Okay, she's like, we have a chicken coop. Look how clean the room is. She's like got a beige house and a white house with two little kids. She's got help beyond help. So she's like, first of all, we have to work on the weeds. What fucking mom? My kids would never let me take a cool garden tool like that and start raking or cutting. They'd be like, give it to me. I want to do it. I want to tear it up. And then they would start, Mom, can we play with the hose? And start hosing me down or start digging. Then they would fight that they can't use the tool. It's like, and then it's nap time. And then nap time was easy. She just put the baby down like effortlessly. Give me a fucking break. You guys know how horrible nap time is to get your kid to nap. Usually you're in tears by the end of it. And then this makes me crazy. This makes me fucking crazy. And then I made peanut butter bites. The protein bites. So like she can't even just have a fucking treat. Like I hate when like everything has to be super healthy, you know? Like, and then I made really healthy protein vegan bites. Like shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You should be exhausted. You just play with chickens. You fucking hoed your weeds. You put your toddler down for a nap. And now you're going to make hot, healthy protein bites. No way this bitch is alone with these two kids. Look how clean that house is. This has got to be a goof. I'm freaking out. I don't know if you can tell, but I am freaking the fuck out.
I think people call people like this NPCs.
What's that?
Non-playable character.
What does that mean? I mean, I think I know what it means, but...
It basically means it's not a person. They're not real. It's just a part of the simulation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's firmly in the Matrix. She hasn't taken... Is it the red pill or the blue? This bitch is such a lie.
I mean, I don't have a lot to say about, but one thing I do see in that face, that smile that literally does not change even an inch. Like, that smile doesn't change when she's making those videos.
No.
It's kind of scary. I feel like this bitch is going to snap at, like, any moment. She's just going to fucking throw the kid across.
I hope
like,
so.
She's wild.
And who's making this? So. I do. And when it happens, I want a video and I want that uploaded. Because this is nonsense. And who's filming her? That's the other question.
Right.
Who's filming these idyllic moments? It's her fucking...
Is it moving the camera or is it just a tripod? Look,
how the fuck is she... She's filming herself hoeing and then baking and the kids are there. It's like,
yeah, it's a tripod though. It's not moving.
Get out of here.
I don't get why people like this don't understand what POV means.
I don't understand what POV means.
Oh. point of view.
Yeah, but what do you mean? Like, so what do you mean?
Like it should be her point of view, but this is someone else looking at her.
This is somebody else looking. Right. So she should be holding the camera like outward is what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah. See, look how well behaved her kids are. They're so little. See, my kids would be tearing that shit up. Those aren't boys.
Well, technically that could be her point of, or like the dad's point of view, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
He's at work.
This is her point of view.
I guess I still am amazed, and this is very naive of me, but I'm still amazed that people create alter egos of like who they are on social media versus the reality of life. Like, I can't understand why anybody would want to do this. Like, why would you want to do this? You know what I mean? Like, why, Chad? Why would somebody want to create like a
it's attention.
I don't
people
understand.
People want to be seen. That's what most of social media is.
For sure. I agree. And I feel like it's like these, you know, these TikTok girls right now that are like, oh, I'm a spirit fairy healer fucking.
Yeah.
I feel like that's them grown up. That's who they look. I'm a Disney princess in real life.
Because this looks like mental illness to me. This looks like psychotic.
Look at how her smile does not change an inch.
Right.
It is exactly the same.
If this would have been like 20 years ago, like she would have been like a snail self type of person.
100.
Snail
but
self.
Because she's this age, she's like, oh, I'll just deal with mother.
Yeah, you're right. It's the mom thing.
Does she have a lot of followers?
Not yet.
She's like 20K.
Archie and Arlo, there we go. And she's making like homemade cookies with hearts. And
about 30K.
And
okay.
30K, yeah, that's nothing. I take a shit and I get 30K. This bitch ain't popular.
But I just overheard Annie saying something really interesting.
Yeah, what
and
is
that's
it?
Like,
this
where,
is wild.
Where's the dad?
The dad goes to work. So if you had seen her pinned one, I think it's a fake Inside Edition article where she's like, my husband goes to work and I'm a stay-at-home mom. He goes and I make him food when he gets home and we're traditional and I'm so happy. So yeah, there he is. He says, see you later. I'm home with my kids.
Oh, that dad's definitely not real.
Oh, so weird. And he kisses her, and then she pulls something out of the oven. I guess she's trying to be like a 1950s wife, which was hard. I mean, listen, those women were on drugs a lot. You had to be a high to survive as a stay-at-home mom in the 1950s, all by herself. It's a lot of work to do, my goodness. And she does not look weathered at all. So I don't know. I don't know how they do it, man.
These comments think the same thing you do, Christina.
Is this a joke? Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah. Okay, thank God. I thought I was losing my mind.
I'm so confused. That's a serious question. Is this some sort of spoof?
Yeah, let's see the replies, because I'm thoroughly confused too, and I feel like an idiot, but I mean, I know she's a stay-at-home mom. What does the reply say? A few replies. Let's see. Like, I don't... My thoughts too, like, this must be paid for by her and not them. I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah, I'm thoroughly. Anyway, I'm going to give you the account, Lex.Delarosa. Lex, if you're alive, if you're inside of that shell of a body and you're not a robot, hit me up, girl. Like, let me know. Are you okay? Do you need me to save you from the Matrix? Do you need help? I can pull you out. I got the blue pill, bitch. Damn. Ketamine therapy, homie. You got a lot of trauma. Yeah, I don't get this. I don't get this. But okay. Hey. I don't know, dude. It's nutty. It's the Ilaria Baldwin thing of like, I'm going to present to the world that I'm perfect and we're all just, it's wild, dude. It's so funny. Like, who... That picture, do you know how hard it is to even get a decent picture of you and your kids and your husband? I think we've sat for photos like once. It's such a nightmare. My guys, beautiful family, beautiful. This is literally goals, and I aspire to be here in 10 years. No, you don't. So pretty, gosh. Okay, I gotta shake it off. Like, why is it breaking my brain? Okay, I gotta go. I gotta get out of this. You know what it is? Because sometimes when I go down people's Instagram feeds, I really go deep and I feel the feeling of a profile, if that makes sense to you. Like, I can feel people's darkness. I can feel their, like, what they're trying to convey to the world. And you're like, oof, that's darkness. That's scary. 2023 is the year of good. Feel good, do good, be good to yourself. Kitsch makes feeling good simple with luxurious, game-changing essentials that beauty enthusiasts swear by. Whatever your budget, your skin type, your hair type, Kitsch believes you deserve little indulgences at affordable prices, morning, noon, and night. Kitsch's bestsellers include satin pillowcases, caps, and eye masks. Yes, I have the Kitsch eye mask, and it is downright luxurious. Shampoo and conditioner bars and heatless satin curling rollers. Say bye-bye to heat damage. There are TikTok videos of people throwing away their $600 curlers for this. The amazing thing is this is only a fraction of the price at $18. It really is luxurious. I love my Kitsch eye mask. I wear it every night, and I feel downright bougie. Okay. Right now, Kitsch is offering you 30% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/WMMA. That's right. 30% off anything and everything at mykitsch, spelled mykitsch.com/WMMA. One more time, mykitsch.com/WMMA for 30% off your order. Do you want to smell better everywhere? Let's face it, our underarms aren't the only place we have body odor. This is why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who developed a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. And there's a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code WMMA at lumideodorant.com. I love the starter pack. You can have access to all the different, look, whatever your sweat problem is, Lumi has the solution. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, which I love. That one's fantastic. Cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like Mani body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code WMMA at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com and use code WMMA. So let's do some follow-ups. Do we have voicemails? I like to listen to voicemails. Okay, let's do that.
Hi, Mommy. This is Kat in Austin. I'm currently watching Your Mom's House with Trailer Trash Tammy.
Yeah.
You literally just mentioned a your Pajitsky effect where you realized you could add hot water to the stream when you're washing your dishes.
Yeah.
I had an equal but opposite Pajitsky effect. Well, it's the same thing every single time I wash the dishes. I always start with screaming hot water. And then I go through, I wash dishes, and by the time I get about halfway through, my hands are red on the back, and I have to ding myself in the head and be like, hey, stupid, add some fucking cold water
dumb bitch
to your goddamn stream so you don't burn your hands.
Yeah.
Look at you, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Good God. Well, anyway, equal but opposite. Love you, Jean.
Yeah, and always talk to yourself that way, too. It always helps to chastise yourself when you make the same mistakes over and over. As you can see, it's good for you. Yeah, I also make the mistake of, and also, I hate my kitchen sink. What's the shit called? Faucet? I fucking hate it, and I can just change it. I don't know why I haven't changed it. I hate it. It's one of those, you pull it down, and then it has two settings. One is like a normal flow, and the other one is like a violent spray. So anytime I use the violent spray, it just, the water ricochets off of whatever I'm washing and splashes back in my face. And I'm always like, God damn, motherfucker. And I never do anything to change that. Until today, I'm going to change the fucking faucet.
I had a similar Pajitsky effect with the sink, just like that. My faucet was in the kitchen. It flowed very slowly and kind of very...
it's the worst.
Yeah, Chris came over and he was talking shit to me. He's like, why don't you get this fixed? And I was like, oh, I could contact the apartment people and they can come.
Yeah.
And so I did. And the next day it was perfect water. I dealt with it for like a year and a half. Just like, oh, this is my sink.
I know.
I had the same, like this Pajitsky effect. I also have always been burning my hands whenever I wash dishes, and my solution to it was like, oh, that's what those yellow gloves are for.
Oh,
but
right.
I got them a size too small because I thought it was a one size fits all. I'm like, well, I guess this is just how I wash dishes now, and I'm just like putting fingers through tiny little
fucking
gloves.
Moron. I'm a fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, that's cool, right? It's so cool. Oh my God, my favorite. So I do these injections for my hormone therapy because I'm perimenopausal. And I fucking, dude, I'm such a retard too. Like, I got these little needles and like every day, you know, you take the thing off and then it's all sharp as shit. And you know, and like I inject myself and then I'm always like, oh, I better put the cap back on. And every time, ow, I stick myself. Fuck, fuck, ow, fuck, ow, fuck. Instead of being like, you can buy one of those red containers that you dispose medical waste in. It literally has been months and I finally got it on Amazon. Now I'm like, nope, all done. No one's going to get hurt now, dummy. Such a fucking idiot. Why does my brain, like, why do we accept such low, like, why do we accept mediocrity? What is it about the human mind that's like, I guess I'd better adapt because I can't change the surrounding. There's got to be a personality type or a reason to us adapting to the bad condition versus us being like, I can change the condition.
I think it probably differs.
That?
It probably differs for most people, but I think people like you and me grow up in, you know, troubled childhood. So we kind of figure it out. So that's kind of just our outlook. It's like, if this isn't great, it's okay.
Oh, well.
So we don't have to make it great. We can figure it. We could just be okay with this way. You know? Water's too hot. What am I, a pussy? Like, I figure it out. Fucking man.
Fuck it. Good enough.
Shake it off.
Good enough. Good enough. There's a French saying that the enemy of good. Fuck. The enemy of great is good. Shit. Look
it
up. I
think that's right.
Yeah. It's like the enemy of great is good enough, or great the other way around. It's like the saying is like whenever you try to improve something. good is the enemy of great. I'm not sure what that is. But basically, like, don't fuck with it if you don't have to. You can't make things better. Just enjoy them as they are. And I think you're right. When you're, like, growing up in this circumstance in childhood where you can't change anything and you're just like, well, guess this is how I live. Guess this is it. Like, I remember, even on a small level, like, even your clothing. When you're a little kid and you're like, I guess I have to fucking wear this because I don't have money. I'm very poor and I can't drive anywhere to go buy my clothing. I guess I have to wear this goofy ass t-shirt for the rest of my life. God. Ugh. Like, I remember distinctly, I think I got this like flannel nightgown as a kid. It was a strawberry shortcake one. So I really liked the design. But I hated that it was flannel. Like, the fucking fabric basically was just, it was flammable. It was like that thing, like, remember, do you ever have kid fabrics, like you the friction, like you would run in them and they would start sparking? Back in the 80s, like, you would wear shit that would spark. Like, that's how bad. They didn't even care. Like, you could set yourself on fire with these pajamas. And they were so uncomfortable, but I just, like, didn't say anything because I'm like, it's strawberry shortcake. This is a hot commodity. I got to wear this. Okay, let's do another V-mail. Vag-mail.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, James.
My name is Jade, and I have a vag dryer for you.
Oh,
so, nice. For me, when I see that a man is, like, really into candy, my puss could not get drier. It's fully shriveled up. It's the worst. Like, on dating apps, I've seen men be like,
candy.
The key to my heart is watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
I agree.
Like, what are you, seven? Like, it just is so childlike. Like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying sugar.
Yeah.
But if that's, like, regularly in your diet and you're, like, buying candy at the grocery store every day, ugh, it's gross. So let me know your thoughts. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I get that. And also because in the child's world, candy is a commodity because of its scarcity. It's like capitalism, right? It's supply and demand. The demand is very high. The supply is very short to children. They only get it, they get it on holidays, right? And then, like, if you reluctantly get it for them. So the fact that an adult who has the means to buy candy whenever they want is like, I still hold on to this. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. A watermelon Jolly Rancher. It's so childish. I agree. And cheap. Like, he can buy a vat of Jolly Ranchers now and just eat them and rot his own teeth out. And I think because you know, like, how destructive, like, just eating candy all day is. Don't we have someone in here in this office that just eats candy nonstop?
It would be our president.
I know.
Our entire company.
I know. I wish you were here so I could grill him because he knows he's very ashamed of it. He'll be like, I've ruined my teeth. I need like 5 root canals. I've destroyed my teeth. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. When we had the studio at my house, I had all that candy that I bought for like the kids or whatever on fucking Halloween.
Yeah, you did a great job, by the way, that year.
Thanks. But I had a bunch of candy left over that I had in my pantry, and every time he would come over, I would just see him after a show. He'd be kind of like in there scrounging. I'm like, what you doing, man?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know, just seeing what you got in here. You got so much, you know? I'm like, you want some?
Yeah, because there's a never-ending supply of it. Candy's cheap. You can buy it. You can have candy whenever you like. I guess that's and also, too, like, my kids are always baffled when I don't want their candy. They're like, Mom, do you want a Mentos? I'm like, no, it's fucking gross. You don't want it? What a cop, this stuff is great. I'm like, it's so fucking gross to me. They can't understand why I don't want all the candy that they like. Ugh. There's this fucking thing now that my kids are obsessed with. It is so disgusting. It's a liquid sour dip. Okay? And then there's this, it's juice, like syrup juice. And then next to it, that's it, bro. It is so that's it. That shit, far left. Juicy gummy dip and sticks. Oh my God. So in the middle is liquid goo and then surrounded by like sour sticks, which Annie and I are in love. Yes.
Sour belts are different.
Right. But I'm very open to sour candy of all kinds. I'm not an elitist like you are. I know that you're very racist against the rainbow sour belts. You clearly did not like those. So I tried these, and it is so sweet and so foul. I ripped it out of my kids' hands. I'm like, you cannot eat this. You will vomit everywhere. You will vomit.
That reminds me of Fun Dip. Did you ever have Fun Dip as a kid?
Of course I had fucking Fun Dip. And my kids have Fun Dip. I started them on Fun Dip. I love that shit, dude. No, to the right. Those are pixie sticks. Those are amazing. Yeah, Fun Dip with the stick. Stick tastes like shit. The stick could improve on the taste of the stick, I feel.
Yeah, that tasted like literal chalk, right?
Yeah.
Just chalk.
There has to be a way to improve upon the taste of the stick.
I wonder if they did.
No, I've tried it.
Find out.
Tried it. Only one way to find out. Ew, what's that? Oscar Mayer gummy hot dogs? That's so gross. Up, up, up. Look. Oh, I wonder what those taste like. Will you buy some? Let's see what it tastes like. God damn, that's nasty as shit. Okay. Okie dokie. Let's do another follow-up, and then I'm going to answer this poor woman who's in... needs my advice.
Christina P.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy.
G.
Worst badge dryer ever.
Yeah.
A man with long fingernails.
Yes.
Or not groomed fingernails. Does it need to be like the clear coat polish, anything like that? Just have them cut and not long and not have shit underneath that.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting. Let me know when you think, jeans. Kiss on me, beat
me. Of course.
Love you. Bye.
That is the grossest thing in the world. The only thing, that's gross when they're dirty and long and unkempt, right? The only thing grosser is when they're long and clean, and it's because he uses them to play the guitar. I want to fucking die. Oh, could you think of him touching a vag with those claws? Ugh. Oh, God, I want to die. Okay. You guys don't have that, right? No, guys keep your nails
neatly trimmed. Yeah.
I actually don't really care for that on women either. Like the super long nails.
I agree. May I, Chad? Let's do an aside.
Yeah.
I was watching something on TikTok where this guy was like, you know, you ladies, you guys dress like whores. You got the nails and the tits out. And then they showed a picture of like a Cardi B-like woman, you know, with like their tetas out and all that. Like, and he's like, yeah, I want to bang you. But like, ultimately, guys aren't into that. Like, you're not into that. Like, is that accurate?
I'm not into that.
No, you're very sensitive. Any, are you into that?
I like a girl's nails done, yeah. Yeah, I'm with it. I don't know if it's like I don't need it, but
I think if they're too long, I think, how does she wipe with that?
How does she wipe?
Cleaning properly?
Type. Do anything with that.
Right.
They figure it out.
They do I've seen it before. They go like that. I know. I don't know. I can't have long nails. And it's very unhygienic, I think. Okay, here we go. Now, this was a very serious question. And I'm going to try to help you because I sympathize. This is from somebody named Ashley. I'm a 32-year-old first-time mommy with a 9-month-old baby girl. You've expressed how you hated the infant/newborn stage. And I feel the same way. Though it's getting a lot better. I find myself worrying and obsessing over anything and everything rather than enjoying little moments with my baby. It isn't until after the fact when I look at pictures, I think that went so smoothly. It was fun. Did you go through the same thing? Do you have any advice for an anxiety-ridden bitch to fucking relax aside from drugs? Ashley. Okay, Ashley, I know exactly what you're talking about. And yes, I did have severe anxiety after the both my children were born. It was just fucking horrible. And in fact, I look back at pictures of my second child when he was little, and I don't even remember moments because I was so like full of anxiety. And I would obsess over anything and everything as well. I became hypervigilant. I had a lot of OCD behaviors, checking on the baby a lot, buying things on Amazon to care for the baby, anything to like accept, anything to avoid the feelings of whatever it is, trauma that you're maybe dealing with that's unresolved from your own childhood. I don't know. I mean, look, obviously I'm going to tell you to go see a shrink first and foremost, like figure out what is the cause of the anxiety if you can. And then you try to manage it. But let me see. I did go through the same thing. Give me advice for things. Yeah, go to see a shrink, dude. It's like you got to see a shrink because it's going to. A lot of times these things when we react to our kids, not a lot of the times, it's all you. It's not fucking them. So you need to figure out what exactly is anxiety provoking, you know? I think for me it was like the their helplessness and the crying and like the relentlessness of that phase. I don't enjoy it very much. I really wish I were just more, I am relaxed now. So just so you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. For me, there's like an age where they can communicate with you like around 4 and like I fully relax. And I can just enjoy them for the most part, you know, when they're not completely like, mom. But yeah, go get help, mommy. That's the only way. There's nothing. I mean, you know, can't drugs. I know drugs help, but that's not going to be everything because you got some issues behind that. Could be postpartum depression. Could be childhood stuff that's like untreated right now. Look, I folded your letter up like I'm sending it back to you. Done. Anyway, I feel for you. And just know, like, for anybody listening, totally normal. I think I resent people who are like, I just love the baby phase. It's so cute. And they post those monthly pictures of them, like, 2 months old, 3 months old. Like, here's Kylie. And you're just like, really? You're just okay with that? You haven't slept? You have no anxiety. I don't know. So, see shrink. That's all I could tell you. Hey, and wait for them to grow up. This one's great. This is my favorite follow-up ever. On episode 182, you mentioned a particularly savage bitch that said your eyes were too far apart. Well, now you can prove her wrong, maybe. Pupillary distance measures the distance between the centers of your pupils. This measurement is used to determine where you look through the lens of your glasses and should be as accurate as possible. The average adult's PD is between 54 and 74 millimeters. Kids are between 43 and 58. Keep them high and tight. Yeah, I don't think my eyes are far apart. The second part of the story that I didn't mention is that later this chick and I became friendlier and she was like, I was looking at you at the wrong angle. Like you had your head turned and you actually don't have eyes that are too far apart. True story. There you go. I don't want to do that one. No. What should we do next?
We got some Pajitsky effects.
Okay, let's do those. Those are always fun.
Pajitsky
effect. We haven't done that in a while.
Hi, Mommy. This is just a fellow Utah from Utah Mormons. And
Utah?
I just found out that the little white hard things on my cheese when I buy a cheddar block isn't mold. It's called cheese crystals, and it's calcium. I have been throwing cheese away for years. Ugh. Huh. Well, hopefully this saves your cheese. Because wow. Mommy beat me. Feed me cheese to the fence. Love you, Mommy. Bye-bye.
Did you guys know that?
I don't know if I believe it.
She's just throwing away the hard part of the cheese?
Mm-mm. So what happens is cheese, after a while, gets like these white bumps on it, and they look just like mold. And I've been throwing away my cheese for a long time for that same reason.
But how do you know the difference if it looks just like mold?
I know. That. There you go. Oh, well, I throw that shit out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's garbage cheese.
I got enough calcium in my diet.
Samesies. And when you eat that, it's like saltier. They're not good. I've eaten it before, and I'm like, ugh, it tastes like salt chunks. It's gross. So gross. Okay, next one. Let's do another one.
Hey, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler.
So I just had the dumbest Pajitsky effect in the world.
I
feel
it.
Really talked right now, not realizing this.
Yeah.
But garlic butter is just, you put garlic in melted butter.
Yeah.
I always thought it was some sort of special butter. I love garlic butter. I would put it on all the stuff. And I was just at home, and my wife was making bread. And I'm like, can we make garlic butter for this? And she's like, yeah, we can. And I was like, how do you do that? And she's just like, well, get the garlic over there, melt some butter, and put it in there. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this whole time I could have been having garlic butter on everything, and I just didn't realize it's garlic and butter.
Fuck,
well, keep them high and tight, and you bet I'm coming up in May.
Dude. Bro, I feel you on that, because you can buy that shit ready-made in the jar, and you're like, this must be special. This is some proprietary shit I don't know about. Yeah. And you know what? I would even argue that making it homemade is much better, because I don't like buying garlic. You know, you can buy garlic that's chopped in the jars and you open it, like it's old, it's not good, it's not fresh. You cut that up on your own and then do it at home nice and fresh. Yeah. Put a little bit of parsley in that and you really treat yourself right, homie. Treat yourself right. Now, the one thing I'd like to make is ice cream, and I hear that takes hours though. You can make ice cream at home.
Oh, yeah. I went through a phase.
And?
Got real fat. I think it helped me get to my vaccine weight originally.
Oh, yeah. I remember your vaccine weight. Morbidly obese.
Yeah, because here's the thing is that when you have an ice cream maker, you're like, can I put avocado in ice cream? Like, you just start having all these stupid ideas. And, like, the answer is, yes, you can. And if you don't like it, you have, like, another, like, half gallon of ice cream you need to get through. You got to eat that. You got to eat that before you make the next batch of ice cream that you might like.
Well, you're right about that because, like, yeah, you could put avocado in ice cream because they put pistachio nuts in ice cream. Like, why would they even think to do what Stoner invented?
Yeah. Put bacon in there. You could do all sorts of shit. Whoa. Yeah, dude.
You just blew my mind up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You want bacon ice cream?
Yeah, if you made it sweet and bacon.
Here's the trick, Annie.
Yeah,
you throw
ahead.
Some maple in there. Maple, bacon, bro. Ice cream. You're welcome.
Bro.
All right, I'm starting to see it. Okay.
Bro, have you not had those donuts that are like maple bacon donuts?
No. Where do I get these things?
Voodoo Donuts?
I think, yeah, that
that's
sounds like
a really famous one. Yo, you got to try that. The problem is with those is that the bacon is old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, it's kind of like, ugh. Like, you want, like, a fresh crispy.
Yeah, not when you make your own ice cream.
So, wait, fresh. How do you do it? How do you do it?
So, it's essentially just, like, one of those, like, standing mixers.
Yeah.
But, like, the bowl has, like, liquid in it, and you put that bowl in the freezer.
Shut up.
And so, it's just constantly cold, and then, like, the mixer is essentially just scraping off the cold stuff off the bowl, the liquid that's touching the bowl as it's freezing.
Oh, so it's constantly mixing it and freezing it simultaneously so that it doesn't become just like ice.
Mm-hmm.
So what is in there? Cream?
Cream.
Heavy cream? Like what kind of cream? Heavy cream.
Every cream you could get your hands on. There's normal milk. There's heavy cream. There's egg yolks. Like, fucking all that good stuff.
You put egg yolks in there too? That won't make you sick?
I mean, it makes you happy.
But you could theoretically do like a low fat ice cream, but that doesn't taste good. I know. No shit.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
I mean, look, yeah, you could put asparagus in there too, but I don't know why you would.
It's disgusting. Yeah, my kids and I make popcorn. You just buy like a thing and you twirl it yourself. It's so much more fun to make it. Yeah. You make your own popcorn too?
Never got big into popcorn because we got one of those. It was like one of those towers where you put on the bottom and it shoots at the top. And
yeah,
my mom
that.
Was one of those, just like, why you need to put butter or salt in there? So it's just unbuttered, unsalted popcorn.
What?
Yeah.
Foreigners will always look down on condiments. Yeah. Like you're just, what do you think? You're the king?
Yeah.
You want salt and butter on your popcorn?
Well, it's not good enough. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with condiments? Like, you're in the first world. It's okay. We can afford this now.
Right. It's just like, you know, we could just get garlic salt. That'll improve everything.
garlic we had butter. So much garlic salt in my house. Yeah. It's like a moral weakness if you enjoy condiments, if you're immigrant. It's so fucking. I just remember my dad on Easter. I think I told the story before about because we're coming up on Easter again. One time he invited Tom and I over for Easter Sunday, And he's like, I'm going to cook for you. I'm like, wow, what's this going to be? Like, what is this going to be? I don't think my dad only eats sausage and beer. I don't think, and like kocsonya, which is this disgusting jelly thing that Hungarians eat. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So we go over there. He serves us so sweet. Three paper plates. Each of us get two hard-boiled eggs, a slice of ham, and raw horseradish on top of the ham. And I was like, well, this is a big feast, huh? You're really splurging. You're really going hard today. But bless his heart. That was a big deal for him, you know? I mean, I'm always appreciative when anybody cooks for me, so I won't poo-poo that. But man, what a meal. I think about it often, like that's the meal. It's all protein. That's why he's so thin, so healthy. What's the weirdest thing your parents eat, Israeli?
There was this stuff. Do you know what halva is?
Yes, I like it. It comes in like this bricks. You used to be able to buy it in the
valley.
And it's
like, I can't tell, is this dessert? Do you put it on bread? Like, what the fuck is there's like rock pistachio rocks in it sometimes. No, I don't.
I like the chocolate shelled ones.
I just stay away from all of it. I mean, there's gefilte fish. That's like fish meatballs.
Yeah, what is gefilte fish? I feel like that was a punchline in the 80s to everything.
It's just like all the trash fish that you wouldn't want to eat like all on its own. You're just like, let's make fish meatballs and throw extra spices in it.
Yeah, they're called fish sticks in America. Yeah.
And it's served with horseradish.
Yeah, because it camouflages what nasty shit you're eating.
Plus, our horseradish that we use on Passover is purple, so it makes it even more. It's just like, oh yeah, it's different. It's not just like weird fish.
Is it pickled horseradish? That's why it's purple?
I'm not sure what makes it purple.
Yeah, why do foreigners fucking eat? I know in Hungary... Yeah, there's purple. Yeah, like I bet that stuff. Slaps, actually.
Oh, because beets are in it. There you go.
Oh, beet horseradish, yeah. That looks good. I'd do that.
Yeah, it makes the gefilte fish bearable, yeah.
Yeah, Hungarians do a fish soup for Christmas, and I absolutely hated it. Halasle. Fucking hated it, and my grandmother would always eat the head of the fish and suck the eyeballs out, and you're like, this is the best part. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, we did that. Like, yeah, we're going to have a good year. Whoever wants to suck the eye out of the fish head.
So barbaric.
There's one more eye. Whoever wants a good year.
Foreigners are just shameless. Our tolerance is so much higher for nasty shit.
Oh, and then did you guys ever do this? Because whenever you made like a whole fish, the fins would crisp up.
Ooh, that's good.
And then you would just try, you'd be like, who wants the crispy? Like, you know, be like, I'm having fish chips, but it's good for you. Yeah.
My dad's specialty, he would roast a duck and then put the duck fat into a jar. And then you keep the jar by the stove and it congeals and gets hard. Yeah, and then you put that shit on your toast, rye bread, no seeds. And then you just unpeel a garlic clove, take the garlic clove and just rub it on top of the duck fat, a little bit of salt. That is heaven. So simple.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That is heaven. But I remember it was being like, what is that shit you're spreading in there? Like duck fat? Ugh, just congealed. And then... pork cracklins too. We love that shit. Just like pork rinds.
Oh, yeah,
white people eat pork rinds. Mm-hmm. You guys eat Americans in Nebraska?
Not so much there, no.
Yeah, white people don't like flavor. You guys are very opposed to flavors.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but we're very, very middle American kind of diet, you know.
What steak, did you eat?
Corn.
Yeah.
But my mom was a chef. We owned a restaurant, so we kind of mixed it up a bit. Nothing weird, though.
Nothing weird. What was your favorite?
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Yeah, cow brains, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, do you have like chicken hearts and stuff?
I actually like chicken hearts. So,
I mean, I do too because I grew up on like cow tongue and stuff like that. Yeah.
Can I have something so stupid I'm about to say, but this is a safe space, right?
Absolutely.
This is probably the dumbest thing I might say. I don't know. Okay. The other day, I bought a chicken from HEB because I roast chickens. And you know how they put like the innards, they inside of the chicken. So you'll like pull out some of the innards that mm-hmm. they've curated for you. Well, I pulled out not one, but two chicken hearts. And I says to myself, I was like, self, does this mean that chickens have two hearts?
I just did this recently and I was I'm like, wait, there's two of those in here? What's
really?
Going on? Yeah.
Wait, so do chickens have two hearts? Because some animals do have more than one heart.
I didn't even ask questions. I just cooked both hearts and I ate them.
Well, let's Google it. Because I know that certain animals cows have two stomachs. There are creatures, because I read all these books now with my kids. Birds have a four-chambered heart. Two atria, two ventricles. Mm. I guess they just give you a bonus heart?
Right, because maybe it's just like they make so many rotisserie chickens. They're like, guys, we have so many hearts. We got to jam these somewhere.
Let's throw in an extra heart for these savages.
Well, because they're not connected to anything, right? When
no,
you get the
that's
chicken,
what I mean.
it's just kind of flicked in there. And you're like, oh, they got it. It's like when you get like one of those extra Dorito chips that has the extra seasoning.
Oh,
you're like, oh, I got lucky with this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's like getting a french fry on your onion rings. You're like, this is fucking bonus.
But, someone's getting fired.
Oh, but then you're like, but here's the deal, man, is I'm like, so wait a minute. They're just throwing rogue hearts into this chicken. Like, I want the heart from this motherfucker. Don't give me someone else's heart. I don't know the health of that other chicken. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can eyeball this chicken and be like, yeah, I'll eat this guy's heart.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting
down. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, don't just throw anybody's heart in there.
But the two hearts, they look good. I mean,
they look healthy.
I'm no chicken doctor, but I'd like to think if I saw two hearts and one of them was diseased, I'd be like, that's the bad one.
Wait, but how do you cook your hearts? Because I used to eat them in soup, chicken soup, and the heart was like my favorite part.
Just put on a pan, a little bit of oil, and a little flipperoo, and boom, 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 pop them like pills.
Okay, could you please Google which animals have more than one heart? Because now I'm stuck on this. I know I've read these books with my kids, and I learn stuff that I should already know when I read my children's books with them. Okay, octopuses and squids have three hearts.
Whoa.
Two hearts pump blood to the gills to take up oxygen, and the other pumps blood around the body. Fuck. Worms are also unusual, with five structures called aortic arches acting as basic hearts. It's crazy. But those are smaller creatures. Like, we have one massive heart that pumps blood throughout our entire bodies, but octopuses are smaller than us. Why would they need multiple hearts?
But also...
the testicles, that's why. The blood's got to get all the way out to the testicles.
But also, how many times have you ordered squid or calamari at a restaurant?
No heart.
There's fucking like four hearts that they could be giving us. Like, we're getting zero. Where are they good? Like, are they just throwing these extra hearts? Are you picking up like a whole squid from a supermarket? You're like, there's eight hearts in this motherfucker.
Yeah. Money on the table.
Here's the difference between like y'all and like Nebraskans is like, it doesn't matter how many hearts come with it. They're all going in the trash.
Wasteful Nebraskans. You don't know. One day you're going to appreciate the heart. You save it.
Yeah, I bet you don't even put bread in the freezer, do
you? Yeah, you fucking American.
Wait, for what?
What?
In case they put you on the train, Chad. So it'll be ready by the time you come back.
Fair enough.
They're going to put you on the train, Chad. Yo, Nadav, can I tell you, like... this is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you a little story.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm navigating this Texas culture, right? And I notice that all the women in my neighborhood, they all wear big rings, okay? This type of ring. So about a year, and I'm noticing like when we have our gatherings, they're all wearing this ring. And I thought, you know what? I got to get my husband to get me one of these rings, man. I'm in society now too, right? Like, bitch better recognize that I'm part of this shit. So I make my husband buy me the ring. And then, which is not common for me. I'm not into jewelry. I'm not really a jewelry. Yes, you guys see me wearing these things. Full disclosure, I buy them on Etsy, okay? I think it's silly. Jewelry is silly. It's a commodity that you cannot... resell. You can't. I can't take back a diamond ring and get the cash value out of it because it's all The economy of diamonds is regulated by one place, De Beers, right? So it's completely a useless commodity, jewelry. It sucks. So I always felt very foolish getting pieces of jewelry. I thought, this is the stupidest fucking thing. When I die, yeah, my kids will inherit it, but so what? They may not even like it. It'll be so out of style by the time they get it. And then what? They're going to give it to their ho-ass wife who's going to divorce them, and then that's where my fucking diamond goes. I don't want that to happen. It's not right. And I got boys. They don't want my jewelry, and I'm not giving it to some fucking hoe. So anyway, I'm sitting at the jeweler, and I'm picking out the thing I want, and then the immigrant in me goes, ah, but you know what this is good for? When the economy collapses and there is no cash and I have to get my children safely out of America, I can trade the diamond ring to get safely out of America. Get on the train. That's the only reason, Nadav, that I told my husband that, and he's like, you're fucking mentally ill. You're so sick. And I'm like, but it's right. There's no value other than if the economy collapses.
But did you make sure that the ring was small enough that you could sew it into your clothes?
Ah! Fucking idiot. So fucking stupid. That's what my parents did. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. But it's also,
God, how funny.
You can't waste the money on the diamonds. You just need as much gold as possible on the ring, because that's what is true value.
Fuck, I didn't even think about that, dude. So what you're telling me is, hold on, it's not even the stones, it's the gold. The gold has more value.
Right, because you could melt down gold and take it anywhere and just like gold's fucking
should have talked to you before
worth
I did
its weight
this.
In gold. Always call me before you're about to buy something expensive.
It's the gold. That's what the Jews are talking about. That's why my mother, because my mother kept a lot of jewelry too. And I think it was gold. Yeah, that's why, from World War II. Fuck. So it's not the fancy diamonds, ladies. It's the gold that it's embedded in.
Yeah, like you could sell diamonds and stuff, but it's like, it's much harder to find to sell. You melt down gold, you could go to a pawn shop and get money for that.
Fuck. I've been thinking wrong this whole time.
It's all right, Christina. We'll sit down after this. I'll give you a list of all my knowledge that I got.
I should have spoken to you first. But that stuff is true about, you guys laugh at the sewing in the jackets. This is true. My father at one point, he was like, he's like, in case I die, the money is sold in the jacket pockets in the closet. I'm like, wait, what? Literally had cash sewn into the lining of jackets. And when my mother died, we did the same thing. We were like tearing open jackets, like tearing open the mattress, like just pitch it somewhere.
And he found it?
So yeah, there was, so. So we went through my mother's stuff when she died. And my dad and I were both like, we knew Edith had jewels. The bitch had jewelry. I know she did, because she never let me touch it. She never let me fuck with it. She just locked it up. And I was like, where is this, man? Where is this? And we tore through the closet. We went through everything. And then he's like, ah, I know. And sure enough, it was like buried in the corner. It was in a suit bag and it was camouflaged in some other suitcase. It was like buried within buried within buried within buried of like layers of shit. And just in an old suit bag. Just diamonds and gold and like, yeah, everything cash. And you're like, this is wild, dude. And that's how she lived. Like, could you imagine having nice things and just being like, nope, gonna squirrel it away in the corner of the closet. And then no one cares. You fucking die.
I can absolutely imagine you doing that.
You're like, I think my family did the same thing.
I have a box that I hoard shit in my environment where I'm like, hey, if they fucking get me, I got shit to trade with. Yeah.
You got shit to trade with. That's the only reason to have nice stuff, because when you die, all your stuff just goes to your kids and they don't want it. Maybe they'll take a fraction of it, but they don't want your shitty sofa. They don't want your stupid statues. They don't want your, she had like a big vase that was just like stupid, ugly Chinese shit. I was like, dude, I don't want this in my fucking house. This is not my taste. I tried to sell it. They're like, I'll give you like $100 for it. I'm like, she said this cost $20,000. I don't want Literally, she's like, when I die, she told me this my whole life. When I die, this vase is worth $20,000. You go and you sell it. And I tried to, and they're like, this is a piece of shit. I don't know what your mom. So what's the deal?
Well, for moving forward, for anyone here that has parents that says this is worth X amount, move, like, so make sure you sell it. Your first follow-up question should be, to who?
To who?
Yeah. To who is this worth $20,000? And then you go see that person once you get the vase. But they'll probably be long gone as well by then.
Long gone. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing when you start thinking about like fancy goods. I mean, I don't, there's no value in like expensive handbags, the jewelry. Really, there's truly no inherent value other than showing people I have this and I have that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, if it's gold, like put gold in whatever shape you want. You could melt that down afterwards and do whatever you need to with
it. Escape with the gold. Mm-hmm. This is true. When the Chinese take over, they will take over. Can you believe these Chinese? I read that the virus leaked from, am I not to talk about this?
I don't know what you're about to say.
I read in the UK Telegraph. It's confirmed that it came from a leak.
I mean, that was confirmed like a while ago, right?
Sorry, guys. I'm behind. So. My outrage. I'm like, what? That just shows you my priorities are not correct.
I've Someone been sewing golden in my jackets for the last 3 years for nothing.
The irony is a friend of mine goes, Christina, you're so well informed. How do you know stuff? I'm like, if you think I'm well informed, oh boy, you got problems. Like, ask my husband. I don't know anything, dude. I know about some fucking weird chick on Instagram that pretends to be perfect. I know about some guy on TikTok that does karate in his living room. Other than that, I don't know shit, bro. So it's confirmed. It was an intentional leak, right?
I didn't get that far in the article.
I don't know if that's confirmed. Oh. Smart Chad?
Oh, that's a theory. I don't know if it's a confirmed theory.
Okay.
But yeah, I think most departments have been saying that. Well, they said they have low confidence, but they think it came from the lab, which everyone has been saying. Obviously, that's probably what happened for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
But there was a time when you couldn't say that.
No,
which is why.
The right wing was only saying that.
But if they're saying, hey, this is low confidence, doesn't that just mean like, it's a guess. We're guessing.
I think they're just hedging their bets and just kind
of. Lots of stuff with low confidence.
I think they're just saying it without having to say it. You know,
yes.
They're like, well, it's probably true, but we're not going to stand by that. We just want.
We're not going to put out there because we don't want to start World War fucking III. That's right. Why we're going to say it's. We're going to confirm it without confirming it officially and starting a war.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, aliens, those are real too. It's true. They've confirmed it now, right? Smart Chad.
They confirmed. Any? They confirm UFOs. I thought not. Aliens.
Well, who's driving the UFO?
A UFO is just an unidentified flying object. That's not necessarily somebody's piloting it. It's just
okay.
Unknown.
It's just
thing
like a
in
big
there.
Drone or whatever.
Could be
a big drone
or balloon or whatever those fucking balloons.
Oh, the
right?
Chinese balloons. God damn, those Chinese balloons.
Those Chinese. Well, if it's not labs, it's balloons.
God damn. But I will say our new lords, they do make good food, and I'm looking forward to being colonized. I love baos. I love dim sum. I welcome it. Ni hao ma. Well, I'll be speaking Chinese.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Ni hao ma.
Nope.
All right, getting further away from it.
What I mean to say. Guys, I dated a Chinese guy for 4 years. No, longer than that.
Oh, I know. I learned a little bit of Chinese in college.
Go ahead.
Cao ni ma.
Cao ni ma.
Oh, xi xi ni.
Oh, looky.
I don't know what that response was. I just said, fuck your mom, I think.
I think I remember.
Like, I fucked her, too.
No.
Chad bangs older broads.
Xi xi ni.
Xi xi ni. Now, are you speaking Mandarin or Cantonese?
I think it's Mandarin.
Oh, I speak Mandarin too.
Cool.
I think I know Cantonese for I love you. My ex was Chinese. She said, Wo hai ni.
Yeah, Wo hai ni.
Wo hai ni. Yeah, pretty sure. I think that's Cantonese, right?
No, Mandarin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Wo hai ni.
Whoops.
I don't fucking speak Chinese. Look it up. I really like her. Now we got to look it up. Wo hai ni.
Yeah, how do you spell Wo hai ni?
Wo hai ni. Aww. 我爱你。
我爱你。
我爱你。 Okay, what is that?
And that's Mandarin.
Mm. It says, is it?
You don't even know what kind of Chinese your girlfriend spoke, Annie?
I think she spoke fucking Cantonese, though. That bitch be lying. I don't know. Sure. I swear she said that. Maybe she spoke Cantonese to certain people.
Annie, you're telling me that...
Hold on. I can't read these.
You can't read this gobbledygook. You can't read this shit. God damn it.
Yeah, that's
speak English.
Yeah.
Wait, just copy paste that.
Copy paste it.
Put that into the
what I need.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Smart
I'm
Annie.
Like, psh, you know what I'm saying. Man, I don't have a job day in my life. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's what I need too. Shut
Got him. I guess I love you in Chinese is universal.
Hold on. Hit play. Let's hear how she pronounces. Maybe the pronunciation.
Well, I ni.
I don't know if that's the right, because it's all about intonation, right? So I don't know if that's the right, because I feel like it goes wo hai ni, like, I think, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, what's your question about my Chinese girlfriend? I just realized I was talking about shit I don't really know. I'm like, let's get off this shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Next topic.
Well, I'm more interested about the UFOs. So what you're saying is...
Oh, my bad.
Well, I mean, because look, we've all... Who hasn't dated a Chinese in here? We've all dated Asians.
My girlfriend was Korean. My ex-girlfriend.
Oh, la-di-da.
That's not Chinese.
It's not, obviously, from South Korea, right? Otherwise, you'd have to pay a lot of money to go live in North Korea.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she said, but...
Yeah. I like Korean food a lot, too. Did she make you eat all that stuff?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, she didn't make me. She just cooked it, and I ate it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, back to the UFOs, most importantly. So, you're telling me, Annie, that you don't believe that they've confirmed the existence of aliens, just the existence of unidentified flying objects, meaning crafts that are likely spy... Right?
That is my belief. Yeah, I definitely don't know that for sure, though. I'm not going to...
They didn't confirm aliens. They're just saying there's objects that we haven't identified in the sky, which could really be anything. And also, if they're, like, confirming stuff like this now, it's more like, why are they telling us this now? And
yeah.
And what are they wanting us not to be looking at instead?
Right, exactly. So what's your theory, Smart Chad?
It's got to be the Brovid, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the Brovid.
It is the Brovid. It's so that we don't get all fired up about how we fucked up with that, mm-hmm. right? We didn't fight
the
Chinese.
Yeah, it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. I think there's aliens. The probability of there being aliens is greater than the probability of there not, right? I mean, it has to exist.
But there's also that theory of the great filter, right, Smart
Chad? What's that? What's the great filter?
Where it's there's civilizations that reach a point where they could then travel to a different civilization.
Right?
And they've either wiped them out or they haven't reached that stage yet. And we're like, are we before or after? Or if someone contacts us, are we about to get wiped out? It's kind of one of those.
And they're saying that we're close, right?
Yes.
Pretty sure they're saying we're close to that filter.
Yeah. So getting wiped out.
Start sewing gold into your jackets now, boys.
Buying more jewelry to bribe the aliens.
You're going to get put in unidentified flying God train sooner or later.
I know. Here's the good news out in Texas. We got our own guns. We protect ourselves. Fuck. We're going to get on alien trains? Shit. I'm so useless. But I'm so useless. What could we provide to the aliens?
We will make you work.
I won't work, but I can't reproduce. I don't have any skills. Podcasting, I can...
Lift things, put things down. That's all we need you to do.
The aliens. Shit. All right, listen. This has been enlightening. Guys, do you know about aliens? Will you let me know what your theory? And I want like a reputable source. Do you work at NASA? Do you work at the Pentagon? Do you have confirmed information? Where my mom's at gmail.com, 213-375-5184. I want to know about that. And also, how do you say I love you in Cantonese versus I love you in Mandarin? Leave a voicemail, 213-375-5184. I feel like we're fucking idiots because I know that, okay, so Mandarin and Cantonese are essentially dialects of the same language. So it's not that they're two separate languages, correct? So theoretically, you could understand somebody speaking Cantonese as a speaker of Mandarin, but not necessarily. No? Or are they two separate languages?
I thought they were separate. I feel like my ex said that.
Or dialects.
I definitely don't know for sure.
See?
They're separate, but I think there might be some overlap.
There you go. So maybe I love you is one of those phrases.
It's like Latin, Cuban, and like Mexican Spanish.
Okay.
I don't think they're that close.
Yeah. I was just, you know.
Yeah, I'm fucking stupid. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fucking A, dude. Right. Like, is it the difference? Okay, because my ex told me it's like the difference between like Cockney, maybe not even that, but it's a dialect. Like that you kind of can, but you really can't because it's so different. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Listen, thank you so much. This show was really enlightening. This might have been the dumbest show I've ever made, and I really want to thank you for being a part of it. This is so stupid. I love you. Come see me do stand up, buy my lipstick. Thank you for being here. Subscribe to this channel. And until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye. Where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where